The gay rights advocacy group SAVE is endorsing Democratic candidate Charlie Crist for governor. Tony Lima is the group's executive director, and he says the group continues to become more active when it comes to elections.
We endorsed an entire slate of judicial candidates because we know, especially with now the fourth positive ruling when it comes to marriage equality in the state, our judges are very, very important to get anything done. And then within the next couple of weeks, we'll get into endorsing our congressional candidates and some other endorsements that'll come out of the Save Action PAC.
Lima says as SAVE moves beyond its Miami-Dade County roots, it's looking to have a greater influence in Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe counties. Florida legislators go into day two of their special session today to redraw some of the state's 27 districts. The special session was sparked by a judge's July ruling that found two districts were drawn illegally to benefit Republicans. The GOP has proposed a map that changes districts in North and Central Florida. When this is over, up to seven districts are likely to change. The session comes to an end August 15th. After 70 years, one Florida family finally knows what happened to their brother, who was buried on the grounds of an infamous reform school. Mark Schreiner from member station WUSF has the story.
In 1940, 14-year-old George Owen Smith was sent to the Arthur G. Dozier School for Boys in Marianna, Florida. He died a short time later while reportedly attempting to escape, and he was buried with dozens of other boys who also died under mysterious circumstances. Now, researchers from the University of South Florida are attempting to identify remains exhumed from 55 graves found on the closed school's grounds. DNA tests on one set of remains matched a sample taken from Smith's 85-year-old sister. USF anthropologist Christian Wells says this match gives researchers hope.
There was a lot of suspicion that this process would not work out, that the DNA would be too degraded, the remains too decomposed to make any of these matches, but this really proves it.
DNA profiles have been completed on 13 more sets of remains. Smith's remains will be reburied next to his parents. I'm Mark Schreiner in Tampa.
National park officials are looking to ban commercial fishing in places like Biscayne National Park. Now, Biscayne Park Superintendent Brian Kallstrom says the Maritime Park, which is 95% underwater, has been overfished for a long time. Officials say cutting off commercial fishing will help improve the numbers and sizes of fish swimming through the park. Current permit holders would be allowed to continue fishing until they choose not to, and then their permits would expire. No new commercial fishing permits would be issued. Critics say the National Park Service's plan just adds to the bureaucracy governing the marine parks, preserves, and sanctuaries between Miami and Key West. They say the real problem is poor water quality, not overfishing. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.